हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः सो नवरात्रि इन्नैक्कु चतुर्थी तिथि तृतीया इन्नैक्कु नेत्तिक्कु तृतीया ने चतुर्थी
सर्वमङ्गलमाङ्गल्ये सर्वमङ्गलमाङ्गल्ये शिवे सर्वार्थसाधिके शिवे सर्वार्थसाधिके शरण्ये त्र्यम्बके गौरी नके गौरी नारायणि नमोऽस्तुते नारायणि नमोऽस्तुते शरणागत दीनार्त शरणागत दीनार्त परित्राण परायणे परित्राण परायणे सर्वस्यार्ति हरे देवि सर्वस्यार्ति हरे देवि नारायणि नमोऽस्तुते नारायणि नमोऽस्तुते सर्वस्वरूपे सर्वेशे सर्वस्वरूपे सर्वेशे सर्वशक्तिसमन्विते सर्वशक्तिसमन्विते भयेभ्यस्त्राहिनो देवि भयेभ्यस्त्राहिनो देवि भयेभ्यस्त्राहिनो देवि इनो देवि भयेभ्यस्त्राहिनो देवि भयेभ्यस्त्राहिनो देवि दुर्गे देवि नमोऽस्तुते ये देवि नमोऽस्तुते इन्द्रियाणाम् इन्द्रियाणाम् अधिष्ठात्री अधिष्ठात्री इन्द्रियाणामधिष्ठात्री अधिष्ठात्री भूतानां चाखिलेषु या भूतानां चाखिलेषु या भूतानां चाखिलेषु या भूतानां चाखिलेषु या इन्द्रियाणामधिष्ठात्री इन्द्रियाणामधिष्ठात्री भूतानां चाखिलेषु या भूतानां चाखिलेषु या भूतेषु भूतेषु सततं तस्यै सततं तस्यै भूतेषु सततं तस्यै भूतेषु सततं तस्यै व्याप्तिदेव्यै नमो नमः व्याप्तिदेव्यै नमो नमः चितिरूपेण चितिरूपेण याकृत्स्नम् याकृत्स्नम् चितिरूपेण याकृत्स्नम् चितिरूपेण याकृत्स्नम् कृत्स्नम् एतद्व्याप्य स्थिता जगत् एतद्व्याप्य स्थिता जगत् एतद्व्याप्य स्थिता जगत् नमस्तस्यै नमो नमः चितिरूपेणया कृत्स्नम् एतद्व्याप्य स्थिता जगत् एतद्व्याप्य स्थिता जगत् नमस्तस्यै नमो नमः
सि नमः नमः नमो नमः ओके सल्यूटेशन्स् प्रोस्ट्रेशन्स् வணக்கங்கள் டு ஹூம் தஸ்யை அவளுக்கு அவங்கள் அவருக்கு அவர்களுக்கு அவளுக்கு தஸ்யை அன்டுஹர் ஸோ சல்யூட்டேஷன்ஸ் அன்டுஹர் சல்யூட்டேஷன்ஸ் அன்டுஹர் சல்யூட்டேஷன்ஸ் அன்டுஹர் பட் டு ஹூம் டு ஹர் மீன்ஸ் டு ஹூம் டு விச் ஹர் டு ஹூம் சோ சே யா யா ஸ்திதா ஷீ ஹூ ரிமைன்ஸ் ஷீ ஹூ ஈஸ் ஸ்திதா மீன்ஸ் இருக்கிறாளோ ஷீ ஹூ ரிமைன்ஸ் யா திஷ்டதி யா ரிமைன்ஸ் ஷீ ஹூ ஸ்திதா ஷீ ஹூ ஈஸ் யா ஸ்திதா ஷீ ஹூ ரிமைன்ஸ் ஆஸ் வாட் நோ ஹவு ஹவு டஸ் ஷீ ரிமைன் நோ வியாப்ய ஸ்திதா வியாப்ய நோ ஹேவிங் பர்வேடட் No, permeating, pervading, in and through, no, vyapya. Vyapitya means vyapitthu. Tamil also we have this. Vyapitthu actually Sanskrit shabdo. Vyapitthu, vyapnoti. V is a prefix there. Apnoti, vyapnoti. So, vyapya. Vyapya, having pervaded. The pervading, permeating, through thick and thin, through in and through, no, பர்வெடி வியாப்ய சோ வியாப்ய ஸ்திதா ஷி யா ஷி ஹூ ஸ்திதா இஸ் நோ பர்வேடிங் இன் அண்ட் த்ரூ பர்வேடிங் இன் அண்ட் த்ரூ வாட் ஹி பர்வேட்ஸ் வாட் ஜகத் யூனிவர்ஸ் விச் ஜகத் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் விச் வி சீ விச் வி நோ திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் This entire universe. Yetad, you know. Yetad jagat vyapya ya sthita. Then the next question comes. How does she pervade this entire universe? How does she pervade the entire universe? In what form does she pervade? In the form of pure awareness. Pure consciousness. Kena rupena vyapnoti. In which form is she now? Chiti rupena. Chitihi. Now, rupam means form, isn't it? In which form does she pervade? Swamini pervades, entire chair. In which form? Understand now? Now, sthula sharirena. Sthula rupena vyapnoti. Understand now? Samuel Sukshma Rupena Vyapnoti. In subtle form, in grass form, in this form, that form. But in what form? Chiti Rupena. Chitihi means, Chitihi is a nice, beautiful, feminine gender word. Chitihi, not Chitti. Okay? Tamil. Nama Chitti. Chitihi. Chi. then ti. Chitihi is a feminine. Chitihi means chit. Chit means chaitanyam. These three have three words to mean consciousness. Chaitanyam, neuter gender word. Chit, okay, another word. Chitihi, feminine gender word. Understand? Consciousness. Consciousness, when we say, it implies pure consciousness only. There's no impure consciousness. That's why it's all a pure consciousness. Understand? Suppose when you see H2 water in the form of wave, you don't say pure H2O. Just still H2O is pure only. Understand? Isn't it? Whether the water is the form of wave or it is still, water is pure H2O only. But if it is not the form of wave, we say pure H2O. In the form of wave, we say what? H2O in the form of wave. Understand? Similarly, we say, Chiti Rupena. She pervades this entire universe. In what form does she pervade? To be pervasive, it must be what? Awareness, consciousness, isn't it? Therefore, she who pervades, she means you, the Parashaktihi, the absolute power, you know, the absolute power, Parashaktihi, the greatest power, Mahashaktihi. She, you know, that Shakti, the power beyond which no other power, that power pervades this entire universe. Ya, Shihu, Chitirupena, in the form of awareness, pure consciousness, Yetad Jagat Vyapya Sthita, remains pervading this entire universe. Unto her, my salutations. Tasyai Namaha. Otherwise, I'll tell next class, so we'll go to this. Maybe Sunday I'll teach you nice on Navaratna Mala Stotra. Yeah, I'll just. Which one? Chiti Rupena?
Yeah, the whole song.
This whole verse you want? Yeah. Okay. Chiti Rupena. Yeah. See, Chiti hi is Sanskritam, okay? But when you write it as a compound, Chiti Rupena. Chiti Rupena. கிருத்ஸ்னம் மீன்ஸ் என்டையர் சிதிரூபேண யா கிருத்ஸ்னம் கிரு இத் இஸ் நம் கிருத்ஸ்னம் மீன்ஸ் நாட் கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் கிருத்ஸ்னம் மீன்ஸ் என்டையர் சிதிரூபேண யா கிருத்ஸ்னம் சிதிரூபேண யா கிருத்ஸ்னம் ஏதத் வ்யாப்ய ஏதத் வ்யாப்ய ஸ்திதா ஜகத் ஏதத் வ்யாப்ய ஸ்திதா ஜகத் ஏதத்வ்யாப்யஸ்திதா ஜகத் நமஸ்தஸ்யை 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 நமோ நமஹ நமஸ்தஸ்யை நமோ நமஹ நமஸ்தஸ்யை நோ ரெபிடிஷன் ஓகே நமஸ்தஸ்யை 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 நமோ நம. ஒன்லி ஒன் லைன் யூ ஹட் நோ. யா சிதி ரூபேண யா கிருத்ஸ்னம் ஏதத் வ்யாப்ய ஸ்திதா ஜகத் யா சித் வாட் இஸ் போஸ் ஆர்டர் யா யா எவள் ஓகே யா எந்த சக்தியானவள் ஓகே யா சிதி ரூபேண இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் ஏதத் கிருத்ஸ்னம் ஜகத் this entire universe vyapya pervading sthita remains. She who remains pervading this entire universe, krishnam jagat vyapya ya sthita tasye namaha, avarku vanakkam.
Indriyanam adishtati, what
Yeah, I didn't tell because that class will become that class, so I didn't say. Like, I can tell you anyway. Because Navaratri time, you know, Devi's name. But I say, always you can do at least these two verses. We don't have time for much, you know. Nice, beautiful. Because you know Shastram now. You understand, you mean it when you don't mechanically chant it. You know? So, Indriyanam Adhishtatri. See, Adhishtatri means the substratum. Adhishtanam means substratum. Adhishtata means it is a Adhishtatru Shabdaha masculine gender. Ungaka Shalrama. Adhishtatri is a feminine gender. See, Adhishtanam. So, Adhishtanam Salvam. See, Sthanam, Adhisthanam becomes Adhishtanam. The Stha is the Dhatu there. Adhishtanam means substratum, the support. Okay, the underlying support, unchanging underlying support for all the changes which takes place. Like that, Adhishtanam, new to gender word. Adhishtata, masculine gender word. Adhishtatri, feminine gender word. Adhikaranta, pulling shabdam. Feminine like Adhishtatri, ikaran shabdam. So, Adhishtatri means substratum, the support, the underlying strength, adhara. Okay, Adhishtatri. Adhishtatri for what? Adhishtatri, support of what? What is the substratum behind the senses? Indriyanam Adhishtatri. Sarvesham Indriyanam. Indriyasya Adhishtatri. Now you can say. Indriyasya Adhishtatri. Indriyam means what? Sense power. No? Every Indriyasya. Not only one indriyam, karma indriyasya, jnana indriyasya, sarva indriyasya, sarvesham indriyanam. Okay? Of all the powers, of organs of actions, of all the powers of sense organs, organs of knowledge. No? 5, 5, 10, you know that. Sarvesham indriyanam. So that means what? Of all the sense, all the powers. Indriyam means Shaktihi. Now the power of seeing, power of hearing, you know that, no? All the 5 powers, subtle powers of senses, sense organs, 5 subtle powers of organs of actions. So Indriyanam Adhishtatri. So the support of all the sense powers. Sense powers. Where Indriyanam Adhishtatri, Bhutanam Chakhileshuya. Cha and, okay, Akhileshu. Indriyanam Adhishtatri Bhutanam Chakhileshu Ya. Akhileshu Bhuteshu. No, Akhileshu Bhuteshu. We have to say the words. Indriyanam Adhishtatri Bhutanam. Bhutanam Indriyanam Adhishtatri. Which Bhutanam? Of all the beings. Okay, so all the powers of all the beings, she who is the substratum, the underlying support of all the powers, subtle powers of all the living beings. Now, whether you say any living being for that matter. Bhutanam Akhileshu. Understand now? Bhutanam Cha Akhileshu. Bhutanam sarve indriyanam, Bhutanam indriyanam Adhishtatri. Bhutanam indriyanam Adhishtatri. She who is the support of all the powers of all the beings. Where? Akhileshu Bhuteshu. In all the beings. She who is the support of all the powers of all the beings, in all the beings. Anaitthu uirhalilum, anaitthu uirhaludaya, anaitthu shaktihalukkum, aadharamaa iruppaval. That's the meaning. Indriyanam adhishtatri, bhutanam cha kileshuya, bhutanam cha akhileshuya, cha kileshuya, ya. Okay, ya adhishtatri. Indriyanam adhishtatri bhutanam chakhileshuya bhuteshu satatam. No, bhuteshu. Akhileshu should go with bhuteshu. மேலிருந்து எடுத்துக்கணும். அகிலேஷு அகிலேஷு பூதேஷு இன் ஆல் த பீயிங்ஸ் ரிமைன்ஸ் நோ ஆஸ் தி சப்ஸ்ட்ராட்டம் தி நோ தி சப்போர்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி பவர்ஸ் ஓகே ஆஃப் ஆல் தி லிவிங் பீயிங்ஸ் இன் ஆல் தி பீயிங்ஸ் ஷீ ஹூஸ் தேர் ஆஸ் சப்போர்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி பவர்ஸ் இன் ஆல் தி பீயிங்ஸ் Is it clear now? See, for the sake of the meter, they have put twice actually. In fact, Bhutaname, poor Akilesh Bhuteshu, we don't need. But just they put it, okay? In all the beings, the powers of all the beings, she who is support of all the powers of all the beings, in all the beings, unto her, salutations. And she who pervades, Vyapti Devihi. Vyapti Devi means what? She who does the pervasive power. Vyapti Devi means she who pervades, the pervasive power. She who shines as the pervasive power. So salutations unto her, who shines as the pervasive power, remaining as the substratum of all the powers, of all the beings in all the beings. Of all the beings in all the beings. Hey, got it, Amma? Indriyanam. Now it's a plural form of Indriyasya. So you know Indriyasya at least. Indriyanam. Adhishthatri. Indriyanam adhishthatri. Bhutanam. Chakhileshuya. The cha is just given to adjust the meter. Cha and akhilesh. Okay. Bhutanam chakhileshuya. Bhuteshu satatam tasyai. Vyapti Devyai Namo Namaha. We saw last class how Pranayamaha helps to quieten the mind, to discipline the mind. First we saw how Pranayamaha, we saw Pranayamaha exercise, the breathing exercise, in fact, helps to quieten the mind. Because there's a connection between the Pranaha and Manaha. If there is no connection, they cannot be what? Pranayama cannot help to quieten the mind. To discipline the mind. The number of thoughts is more, then the speed of the thought flow will be very high. The speed of thought flow is very high, then we say the mind is tensed, stressed, under stress. The mind is strained, okay? It strains, there is stress, it is agitation, agitated, restless mind. Then such a state of mind is not conducive for meditation or for contemplation or for Swarupa Vicharaha or for Jnanam. Therefore, mind needs to be calm and quiet. What do we mean by calm and quiet? Mind has to be free from this restlessness. That restless mind is intended to be indisciplined mind. That mind has to become disciplined and also agitation-free, quiet mind, which is conducive for, which can be relatively calm. The relatively calm, quiet mind is conducive, is a state conducive for contemplation or meditation. Therefore, to convert, to change this restless mind into a quiet mind, pranayama helps as a sadhanam. No, we saw that the previous class. And here, the next verse, he is going to say, Ramana is going to say, Maharshi is going to say, how there is a connection. How do you say there is connection between mind and pranaha? In what way pranaha and manaha, no, pranaha and manaha, how are they connected? No, how are they linked? How is it possible for one to help discipline the other? No, so he says, we're going to see here, both, that's next month, next verse. So this verse tells you the mind and prana, the connection between mind and prana. How are they connected? So last time we saw, Vayurodhana liyate manaha,
Vayurodhana liyate manaha, Jalapakshivadrodhasadhanam, Jalapakshivadrodhasadhanam, Jalapakshivad Rodha Sadhanam, Jalapakshivad Rodha Sadhanam.
So Jalapakshivat, Jalam means net, not our Jalam. Jalam means we say sort of, no, some magic and all that. So here Jala means net. Jalapakshi means what? A bird which got captivated in the net is called Jalapakshihi. Jalapakshivat, like the bird which got captivated in the net, the mind also, what? No, becomes quiet when it is disciplined by the Rodhana, Vayurodhanat Manaha Liyate. Mind also resolves, thoughts resolve. See, mind resolves means what? The thought resolve, number of thoughts, no? The number of thoughts which rise becomes less, mind is said to be resolved. So all the thoughts are resolved, mind is said to be resolved. No? More thoughts are there, and the pranayama helps you to resolve the number of thoughts. The more the attention of the mind remains absorbed in one thing, always number of thoughts become less and less and less, and slowly all thoughts will resolve. All the thoughts being resolved means the thought non-rising of the thought is said to be the thought being resolved. Ennam ezhamaye ennam odungi iruthal. Understand now, ennam ezhamai. See, the non-rising of the thought is said to be what? Thought being resolved. Thought remaining resolved. Like, you know, non-rising. Suppose for the thought to rise, the attention must be distracted. Then more thoughts will rise. The attention is not distracted. Not attention being not distracted means what? If attention is on one object, okay, the attention of the mind is held by one object, then naturally, whether it's in meditation or in pranayama or in pranavikasanam, now anything I can tell you, attention of the mind is held by one object. Attention of the mind is focused on one given object. Then attention is not taken to too many objects. It's not distracted. This is single-pointed. Then what happens when you practice it continuously for length of time? The number of thoughts, whenever the mind remains absorbed in that object, whenever the attention remains held with given object, the thoughts, number of thoughts will be less. The rising of thoughts will be you know, stop, then slowly what happens? Then slowly all thoughts will resolve. Okay, there will be non-rising, the thoughts do not rise. So the non-rising of thoughts, ennam elamai is called what? Thonramai is said to be the thoughts remaining resolved. Thoughts remaining resolved is said to be mind remaining absorbed or mind remaining, okay, resolved. So this is what is Vayurodhanath. Vayurodhanam means what? You really don't control anything. You observe the prana. If you observe the prana, then you don't do any exercise there. Just observing the prana. Usually we always unconsciously, naturally there's breathing happening. Breathing is happening all the time. Now involuntary function, we know this very well. But suppose if you focus attention on prana, just if you observe the prana, being inhaled, and observe the prana being exhaled, understand? Then the observation itself, it makes what? No. Then also, you know, observation also implies what? Attention being held by the prana. There it is called what? Prana vikasaha or prana vikasanam. Understand now? Prana vikasanam or prana vikasaha is observing. That also helps you to resolve the thoughts like meditation. You see, in meditation and in prana vikasanam is like meditation only. Understand? Why? Because object of your meditation is prana. That's all. There is a difference. Not anything external. Object of your meditation is prana, means you observe what? The attention of the mind is focused on the inhalation and exhalation. You consciously inhale and consciously exhale. Understand? You don't unconsciously, mechanically breathe in and breathe out. But in conscious breathing, you are observing, and it's called prana vikasaha. Prana vikasanam, that also helps you to resolve your quieten the agitated mind. That is enough. Sometimes if prana vikasanam is not enough, prana vikasaha or vikasanam, okay, is not enough, then you do prana ayamaha, which is exercise. Now, prana ayamaha, wherein you really inhale consciously and hold the breath, and again exhale consciously and hold the breath, is called what? Purakam, and then antahkumbakam, and rechakam, and bahihkumbakam. This is the basis. Then this, again, there's so many ways of doing the breathing exercise, one of which is become very famous, I told you, the Bhastrika Pranayama, isn't it? Now, there are so many ways of doing. Anyway, that is a big thing you have to learn with the proper teacher. So, this Pranayamaha also, the Pranayamaha or Prana Vikasaha really helps one, it's called disciplining the breathing system, helps you to have your mind, the thoughts resolved. Okay, it helps you. So then he says, how is it possible for that? That is why I say, so mind being resolved by prana ayama is said to be what now? Mind is like a jala pakshi. That's what he said here. Then what is the connection? How is it possible if the pranayama, pranayamaha or prana vikasaha, if both can, just simply observing the prana, inhalation, exhalation, or doing breathing exercise, how does it help? How is it possible for the pranayama to resolve the mind? How does pranayama make the mind remain resolved or quiet? So there must be connection. How is the connection? Now, he's going to say the next mantra. The connection between the prana and mind is explained in this 12th verse.
चित्तवायवश्चित्क्रियायुताः चित्तवायवश्चित्क्रियायुताः शाखयोर्द्वयी शक्तिमूलका चित्तवायवश्चित्क्रियायुताः शाखयोर्द्वयी शक्तिमूलका
How it is possible? He says, Chitta Vayavaha. You have to say that. Chitta Vayavaha. Say that now. Chitta Vayavaha. Ramana's verses are not like Bhagavad Gita verses. We have to really understand carefully. Chitta Vayavaha. Say it now. Chitta Vayavaha. If you split the Chitta Vayavaha means you have to understand it. Chittam. Say it now. Chittam. Chittam means mind, the entire antahkaranam. Chittam does not mean the mere memory as we studied in Tattva Bodha. Here the word chittam means the entire mind. Okay? The mind which is a constitution of all forms of states of mind, all forms of thought modifications. The entire mind is called chittam. And vayavaha means vayuhu means pranaha. And vayavaha means pranaha. Five pranas. Isn't it? I haven't taught you plural. Okay. Vayuhu is equal to pranaha. Vayavaha is equal to pranaha. Five pranas. Now we have five pranas. Vayavaha. So this manaha, chittam and pranaha, mind and physiological functions, mind and physiological functions, no, yutaha, no, they are connected to what he says, chit kriya yutaha, they respectively, their yutam means endowed with. Suppose I can say, now anju pustaka yuta, look at this, anju pustaka yuta. Pustaka yuta means what? She who has a book. She, one who has that. One who is endowed with. Suppose now upane, specs yuta. Bag, you know, hat yuta. You can say hat yuta. Means what? One endowed with hat. One having hat. One she has a hat is yuta. Yutam sarada. Understand? Yuta means one with something. So, you say, Chittam vayavaha chit kriya yutaha. So mind is endowed with, mind has, mind possesses what? Chit. Chit. Now, mind, chit and kriya, I have to split that again. Chit. Mind yutam. Mind is yutam. Chittam yutam. With what? Chit yutam. Chittam chit yutam. Say that now. Chittam chit yutam. It means what? Mind has chit. And chit here means, in this context, chit that does not mean consciousness. It means the capacity to know. Capacity to know. Mind has the capacity to know. Chityutam. Chityutam. Mind is endowed with power of knowing. Like, no, we can say, mind is antah, chittam means manaha, antah karanam. The antah karanam is endowed with, yutam, endowed with, chit means power of knowing. Arihindra shakti udayadu manam. Arihindra shakti od sakti udayad, isn't it? So chittam yutam, chittam chityutam. Say it now. Chittam chityutam. Chittam chityutam means mind has the capacity to know. Mind is endowed with the power of knowing. It's called, listen now, power of knowing. You can say jnana shakti. Shaktihi. Jnana Shakti Yutam. Chit Yutam means Jnana Shakti Yutam. Chittam Jnana Shakti Yutam. Manaha Jnana Shakti Yutam. Mind has the capacity to know. Mind has the power of knowing. Okay. Now, Vayavaha. Pranas are Kriya Yutam. Kriya Yutaha. Understand now? Kriya Yutaha. What do the pranas have? The pranas are endowed with power of acting, power of action, the capacity to act. Pranas have the capacity to act, or pranas are endowed with the power of action, or functioning, isn't it? இயங்குகின்ற சக்தி உடையவை பிராணங்கள், மனம் அறிகின்ற சக்தி உடையது. இட்ஸ் அண்ட் கெப்பாசிட்டி டு நோ அண்ட் கெப்பாசிட்டி டு ஆக்ட். ஸோ தி பவர் ஆஃப் நோயிங், தி பவர் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன். திஸ் வாட் இஸ் செட் பை தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வேர்ஸ். லுக் அட் திஸ் ரமணாஸ் வேர்ட் இஸ் வெரி வெரி நோ வெரி ஷார்ட் பிகாஸ் லாட்ஸ் ஆஃப் வேர்ட்ஸ் யூஸ் டு ஹேட் டு வெரி ப்ரொஃபவுண்ட் ஆல்சோ. ஸோ விசித்தம் I tell you, I promise you, but for Swamiji, this vichar, this book, people have interpreted in so many ways. You don't get it correctly. Satyam. Really. You know, even Ramanashram people, I don't think they had the book, this properly interpreted. Because the words are very, very... So look at this one sentence. Chittam, chitta vayavaha, no? Chit kriyayutaha. சித்தம் சித் கிரி சித் யுதம் பிரவாயவா கிரியாயுதாக. தட்ஸ் த மீனிங் ஆக்சுவலி. வாட் டஸ் இட் மீன்? மைண்ட் இஸ் எண்டவுட் வித் தி பவர் ஆஃப் நோயிங் அண்ட் பிராணாஸ் ஆர் எண்டவுட் வித் தி பவர் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன் ஆர் கெப்பாசிட்டி டு ஆக்ட். இஸ் இட் கிளியர் நவ்? இஸ் எஸ். அண்ட் ஷாக்கையோஹோ த்வயி, ஷாக்கையோஹோ த்வயி. And these both, actually speaking, you have to understand, shaka yoho dvayi. Now, this shaka, shaka means branch. Both, okay, he says, dvayi means both, two branches, two of the branches. No, what is shaka yoho dvayi? Two branches, both the branches. It means what? A prana and this manaha, they come from what? Actually, for both the shaktis, what shakti? You have to say one more shakti also. I'm going to talk to you about it. Okay? Kriya shaktihi and jnana shaktihi. Two shaktis. Now, both the shaktis must have come from one shakti. Understand, what is the base for the shakti? Isn't it? You have to say here. This way, shakayoho dvayi. Both powers, the power of action and power of knowing, knowledge, both have stemmed from one power, which is like a trunk. Understand now? One power. Both have stemmed, now both have, in fact, both our branches have stemmed out of, you know, one stem, one big trunk. What is that stung? You say, Maya Shaktihi. Maya Shaktihi. That is why the cause of both the powers, the power of activity and the power of knowledge, both must have come from what? The Mahashakti. Understand? Adhara Shakti. That means we invoked her grace now. Adhara Shakti. Understand now? We say here, Shakti Moolakaha. Moolam means root. And Moolakam means that which has its root. That which has that as root. Shakti Moolaka means Shaktihi, there means Maya Shaktihi. What Maya Shaktihi means what? The creative power. The matter in its original subtlest form, known by the term Maya, which does not have independent existence, but still which exists beginninglessly, endlessly. But I don't say changelessly, okay? Which exists beginninglessly, endlessly, which does exist, no? And which is what now? That Shakti, known by the term Maya, is the cause. These two powers, no, are the, no, have their cause. That's what we say, what now? Two branches, no, which has the same trunk, and for which the cause is what? The cause is Shaktihi, Parashaktihi, Maya. This girl now, Maya, is the matter's original subtlest form. Why do we say here? We have to understand here. Look at this. Maya Shakti, the matter in its original subtlest form, is endowed with threefold gunas. Trigunaha. Trigunatmika Maya. Remember that? Trigunatmika Maya. Who is Maya? What? The Shakti. The matter in its original subtlest form, which has no beginning, which does not have an end, which is also indestructible, which is of the nature of constantly undergoing changes. This Maya Shakti, this matter, has what? Endowed with threefold gunas. That means you cannot see the gunas. When you see the matter, you can't see the gunas. You can't see the gunas. Now, the three gunas through your physical eyes, but you can understand the gunas being manifest. The gunas are there in Maya Shakti. So, whatever Shakti is there in the Maya alone becomes manifest. When you see something manifesting, it's like that's why we say, if you suppose there's a tree with the green leaves and white flowers, this tree, in the seed, when it was in the form of a seed, in its cause, this white color was unmanifest. The green color was unmanifest. The brown color of the trunk also was unmanifest. My God, look at this. All the different varieties, you know, were unmanifest. Where? In the seed. Similarly, the capacity to know, listen now, the capacity to act, the power of knowing, the power of, in the power to even, one more power I had to say. The power of knowing, the power of activity, these powers are all already there. Where? When they become pranas, you see the power being manifest. When the mind becomes mind, you see power being manifest. Otherwise, when the unmanifest form, what? Where were they? They're already unmanifest. So the unmanifest power of knowing, unmanifest power of activity, unmanifest power of even willing to do, no, the capacity to choose to do is also what? We say they are all unmanifest in Maya Shakti. Illamayilirundhu irukkindra onru varamudiyadhu, isn't it? Whatever is there has almost have already existed. How can a non-existent from non-existent thing, an existent thing come into being? All these three powers must have existed before. We give different names. What are they now? That's why three gunas. Understand now? Three. You cannot see three gunas, but you can understand the gunas being manifest. In what form? The gunas alone manifest as threefold powers. And so what are the gunas now? We can say sattva gunaha, rajo gunaha, and tamo gunaha. That's why Maya is said to be three gunatmika. Three gunas are where? In Maya. Do you see them? No. Unmanifest and undifferentiated. You don't even see if this Maya, in a seed, you don't see green color, white color, and the brown color trunk, brown color of the trunk. You don't see anything in seed. All three colors were there. Brown, white, green, all the colors were there. Because these three we saw, that's what I'm saying. In the seed, all of them were there. In the seed. But how were they? Unmanifest. Understand? Like that, all three powers were there in Maya. Unmanifest. What do you call them? Sattva gunaha, rajo gunaha, tamo gunaha. Three gunas. Understand now? You can never see the gunas. It's like you can never see inside this tree seed anything. How do you understand? But the tree has become, but definitely you understand, all that I see here must have been before in the form of a seed. So like that, all these powers, okay, and here sattva gunaha alone is manifest as the power of knowing. Rajo gunaha manifests as power of activity. And one more gunaha is rajo gunaha. I had to tell, in the sattva gunaha comes as one more also, you know. In sattva gunaha manifests as the power of knowing, the power of willing to do something. Icha shaktihi. Jnana shaktihi and icha shaktihi. Icha shaktihi means the will, not to will to do. The capacity to choose to do. It's called will power, isn't it? Power of willing, the will power. Icha shaktihi. And jnana shaktihi, the power of knowing, the power of willing to do. Understand now? Action. But then we say the power of activity, action. Isn't it? The capacity to will, capacity to know, and the capacity to act. So sattva gunaha alone, what now? Sattva gunaha alone manifests as the power of knowing and power of willing. Understand now? Power of willing, desiring to do. Will is better. The word willing is better, isn't it? The will to do. It's also what? Sattva gunaha become manifest as these two powers, isn't it? So, that's why we say, those sattva gunaha, where is sattva gunaha? Not outside of maya. Okay. Now then, rajo gunaha manifests as the power of action, the capacity to act. Where was rajo gunaha? Where was this? Not outside of maya. We can't say this has a different cause, this has different cause. No, green color is from a different seed. White color is from a different seed. No. From one seed, the entire tree has come. And all that is found in the tree is from one seed. Isn't it? Similarly, you have different powers being manifest. What are the power? The power of knowledge, the power of willing to do, and the power of action. All these three powers which are manifest, they were unmanifest as three gunas in maya shakti. The maya shakti is called what? Three gunatmika maya. Maya is what? That is why it says mula shaktihi. Mula shaktihi is what? We say mulakaha. These two powers, he says, does not talk about the power of willing anyway. So, jnana shaktihi, icha shaktihi, and kriya shaktihi, these three are in fact three powers are in fact manifestations of two gunas of maya shaktihi. What happened tamo gunaha? We want to know what. And then tamo gunaha only becomes inert. Matter. What is that? This tholam is tamoguna. Understand now? Yes. That is why when the pranas leave, this becomes what? When the pranas are there, this is alive. No? Alive. Pranas leave this body, this is what now? Inert. What is that which makes? Listen, the shakti is there, this is, isn't it? The tamoguna. Becomes the body. Anyway, tamogunaha is this there in mind also. I don't say no. But what I'm saying, see, all the three gunas are there in everything. You have to understand that. That is why there is sometimes the mind is able to sleep. Understand now? Otherwise, it will keep it awake all the time, knowing. It won't fall asleep. No? Restless otherwise. Rajogunaha also. Tamogunaha is there in everything. But predominantly, we say, what is that power? I want to understand. He wants to say, whatever was there alone has to become manifest. So three gunas were, understand, unmanifest in the Maya Shakti, the matter in its original form. Those three gunas become manifest as three powers, isn't it? As three powers and also what? I mean, actually two gunas become manifest as three powers. Sattva guna manifests as power of knowing and power of willing to do, and Rajoguna manifests as power of action, capacity to act. That's why this what is tamoguna becomes inert matter, okay? Inert thing. Anyway, this is how the gunas are manifest. Therefore, shakti mulakaha, they stemmed out from this power of activity and power of knowing. They are not from two different causes. They are from the same cause, which is Maya Shaktihi. That is why they are interconnected. Because there is connection between them, the root cause is for one and the same for both the powers which are manifest in the form of pranas, in the form of mind. Okay, this regulation of one thing helps you to regulate the order of the other thing. So if you regulate the prana, the mind also can be disciplined. Okay, if you might discipline the mind, prana also becomes disciplined. One regulating one can help you regulate the other. No, bringing one in order will help you to bring the other in order because of the interconnection. How they are connected? They both stem from the same Maya trunk. Is it clear now? That is what you said here. So, to make that Shakti Moolakaha, no? So, Maya Shakti Moolamaha Kondavai. That's why Shakti Moolakaha. Therefore, Maya Shakti nindru veli thonriya iru kilegale iru veru shaktigalum. That's what he says. So, I got it now?
Chitta vayava chit kriyayutah. Chitta vayava chit kriyayutah. Shakhayor dvai shakti moolakam. Shakhayor dvai shakti moolakam.
That is why prana vikasanam or prana vikasaha or prana ayamaha, observation of the prana or exercising the prana definitely helps one to quieten the mind because of their connection, because both powers are from one mother. That's why. Then, now he's going to tell the limitation of simply, he's going to explain here. Limitation of resolving the mind using any technique such as prana vikasanam or prana ayamaha or simply saguna brahma, any meditation. Now, anything, any technique used to quieten the mind or resolve the mind, has limitation. He is going to say that. And he also says the importance highlights the importance of the Swarupa Vicharaha, now which is Nididhyasana. Okay? We are going to see here.
Laya vinashane ubhayarodhane. Laya vinashane ubhayarodhane. Laya gatam punar bhavati no mrutam. Laya gatam punar bhavati no mrutam. Laya vinashane ubhayarodhane. Laya vinashane ubhayarodhane. Layagatam punar bhavati no mrutam. Layagatam punar bhavati no mrutam.
Cut, explain this well. See, laya vinashane. Say it now. Laya vinashane. Laya Vinashane means, it's a dual word. Okay? In Sanskritam, when you say palam, pale, palani, like laya vinashane is a dual word here. Irumayadu. Layaha, say that now.
Layaha.
Vinashanam.
Vinashanam.
Cha. When you say laya vinashane, layaha, say it now, layaha, vinashanam.
Vinashanam.
See, layaha means resolving, okay, resolution, odungudal, odungirithal, okay. Then vinashanam means total destruction. So, resolving and total destruction. Layaha is equal to resolving and vinashanam means total destruction. So, he says, Ubhaya Rodhane. Rodhanam means obstruction, obstructing. Rodhanam. I had to tell you this. See, Rodhanam. Say that now.
Rodhanam.
Chumma Rodhanam. Da. This da if you put, crying, weeping. Okay. Na Rodhiti. Is what? Rodhiti. Say that now. Rodhiti. I will say, na crying and Rodhanam. Okay. Rodhanam. And then, what makes you cry? Ruth. Sorrow. That is where Ruth. Ruth means sorrow. Rutham. Dravayati Rudraha. I told you long ago. I don't know whether you remember this. One who drives away sorrow. The Ashubham. Rutham. Ruth means Ashubham. Anything. So we say, the Bhagavan per Rudran per. The one who chases away the, drives away the sorrow. No, it's called Rudraha. Okay. So here, Rodhanam, Rodhiti means that is a different thing. Crying. But here, Rodhanam. Mere, if you remove Ro, Amma's name, Dhanam, wealth. Isn't it? Rodhanam. Rodhanam means obstructing, obstruction. Rodhanam, or you can say Nirodhanam. Nirodhanam. Understand? In Hindi they call Nirodh. Okay? Nirodhanam, Rodhanam. Means obstruction, obstructing. Not Virodhaha. Okay? Adhme V prefix porting and na enmity. Look at this. Virodhaha, Pahaimai. Okay? No Virodhaha. Understand? No, there's no Virodhaha. Virodhaha is difficult. Prefix changes. Samstata dhatu is one, prefix changes the meaning. Rudhu dhatu, rudhu, no? Rodhanam, virodha, rodhaha, virodhaha, like the avirodhaha, like we have so many words. Anyway, so rodhanam, obstruction, obstructing. So here, ubhaya rodhanam. Ubhaya rodhane means what? Rodhanam, rodhanam, rodhane. Two, ubhaya means both. Both are two ways of obstructing. The rising of thoughts. Ennam elumbudalai obstruct seidal. Tadaitna. Blocking the rising of thoughts. Blocking the rising of thoughts. Obstructing the rising of thoughts. It's called what? The two ways of obstructing the rising of thoughts. Are two ways of obstructing the or preventing the thoughts from rising. Two ways of preventing the thoughts from rising. The ubhaya rodhane means what? Look at this words, you know. Ubhaya rodhanam, 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 rodhane. It's in two ways. Ubhaya rodhana means, in fact, ubhaya sadhanam actually. Rodhana sadhanam, we have to say. Two ways or means of preventing the thoughts from rising, obstructing the thoughts from rising. You know, how can you obstruct the thought from rising? No, two ways. I tell you, first let me tell you the example, you will know that. So one way of obstructing the thoughts from rising, and there what happens, suppose all these things, techniques you practice, it can be simple meditation. We've already seen. In Ashtanga Yoga, we have seen what? Meditation. When you practice meditation, no, you focus, in meditation, the observe, the meditator is different from the object of object of meditation is different from the one who meditates on the object. And then the meditator focuses his attention only on the object of meditation, and he practices constantly for a length of time. Then he becomes what? Slowly, in due course of time, take very long, not that easily, okay? Due course of time, whenever he sits in meditation, mind immediately, attention goes and gets, you know, remains absorbed in that object, then all the thoughts resolve. Whenever attention is held by a given object, then attention is not available for other objects, then the thoughts naturally do not rise. This non-rising of thoughts is said to be the thoughts being resolved. The thoughts being resolved is said to be the mind remaining absorbed or the mind remaining resolved. Ennangal odungi iruthale manam odungi iruthal. Understand now? Ennangal yelamaye enade? Ennangal odungi iruthal. You have to know this difference very well, isn't it? So in meditation also, it can happen. And there, we understood what? The dual experience, what? The meditator is there, the object of meditation is there, all other thoughts remain resolved. It is what? Savikalpa samadhi. The object of meditation also is resolved, the meditator alone is there. In what? Nirvikalpa samadhi. All the thoughts remain resolved. Isn't it? But still, what is there? Still, ignorance is there. Thoughts are resolved, ignorance is there. Similarly, next technique, I tell you. Prana vikasaha also, just simply observing the prana. Prana is, in fact, meditation upon the prana. Isn't it? The prana is object of meditation. It's called prana vikasaha. Then that also can help you resolve your thoughts. Similarly, prana ayamaha also takes the attention totally. Even to do prana ayama, you can never say, I practice pranayama mechanically. It's impossible. If your attention is taken away from exercise, it would have gone wrong. Understand now? Therefore, even pranayamaha, in the breathing exercise also, holds attention totally. Anything which holds attention totally, you become single-pointed. What do we mean by single-pointed, being focused? If no other object attention is not distracted by any other object, then you are single-pointed focused. Something distracts you means what? Oh, mind goes and comes back. When you say, you are still distracted, isn't it? Then, in constant practice, whether it's a prana ayamaha or prana vikasaha or it is meditation, everything can result in what? Resolution of thoughts. Resolution of thoughts means thoughts can be prevented from rising, which is called thoughts remaining resolved, which is called mind remaining resolved or mind remaining absorbed. All the words mean the same. In fact, let me be very careful understanding. Can result. This is called, the thoughts being prevented from rising, thoughts remaining resolved. Thoughts remaining resolved is called thought, mind being resolved. This is called layaha. It's called what now? Layaha. Layaha. But still, prana ayamaha only holds the attention, thereby thoughts can slowly, because the more you focus attention only on pranayama, only on prana, then naturally thoughts do not rise at all. But still, what cannot go from the mind is atma ajnanam. There cannot be knowledge of the self, knowledge of the reality, knowledge of the substratum of the mind cannot happen. That means what? Ignorance, understand now, ignorance of the reality, which is reality, which is there, substratum of the thoughts, where, from where the thoughts rise and where the thoughts resolve. There must some, suppose for waves to rise and resolve, there must be substratum. What is that? H2O, isn't it? Like that, there must be some substratum for the thoughts to rise and to resolve. That the knowledge of the substratum is not there. Ignorance of the substratum of the thoughts, ignorance of the very, you know, source of thoughts still continues to be there. Pranayama cannot, need not remove the ignorance. It can put the thoughts off, okay? It can help you resolve the thoughts, but still the ignorance would not have been removed. Ignorance will not be removed. Definitely not. See, Ramana Maharshi is so clear in saying, this is the point where he just is one with Adi Shankara. If he is not one Shankara, no Advaitins would not have touched this book. It is just his vision and Adi Shankara's vision in no ways different. They see one the same way. Exactly the heart of the Vishnu Shastram is heart of Adi Shankara, and heart of Adi Shankara is heart of Ramana Maharshi. They're not different. See, anything which holds attention can help you remain single-pointed. It should have the capacity to hold your attention. It can be Sangeeta music. That is why one raga, laya, we go. Why call Thala, raga? No, we say no, laya. Talaha, ragaha, laya, we say talam, no? We say, in fact, bhava, raga, thala. That's what we say, the thing. So here, that can, no? The melody, the nada, in fact, nada upasanam, we can see how much you can see go into the, in deep into the swaras, no? How it can go, etc. Because I tell you, still it new alapanas can come into being. We don't know how much is there. Everything you can go into in the depth of anything. Like that, that also can hold attention. The same music is so, music and any fine art can hold attention. Because music also is the sangeetam, the proper ragas, slowly you will quieten the mind. Listen now, it has a capacity to. So anything which has a capacity to hold your mind can now help you resolve your thoughts. If you focus regularly, every day, no? But anything which helps you resolve the thoughts by holding your attention in no way will resolve your ignorance. Ignorance will be there in one corner sitting all the time. Yeah, I'm not saying. He is going to say that. No. That's what Ubhaya Rodham he is talking about. Ignorance will be there. Now, ignorance will be there. So he says, layaha. Layaha means what? Absorption of the mind. Our mind, all the thoughts remaining resolved. The mind remaining resolved. Now, as a result of the constant, consistent practice of pranayamaha, our meditation, our pranavikasaha. Understand, anything, it can result in what? Layaha. That is the ultimate. You can have layaha. And now, layaha means what? In fact, every day you have layaha. When? In sleep. So in deep sleep state, also you want to know what do we mean by having all the thoughts resolved. Means, not right thoughts, that's why I said, non-rising of the thoughts is, okay, thoughts is what? In fact, thoughts remaining resolved. Ennam thondramai. That is what's called deep sleep state of the mind, okay? In deep sleep state, thoughts do not rise. There's no thought. No thought means what? Even the thought, the knowledge, what? Am is not there. No thought is there. Unfortunately, in deep sleep state, you do not know you are. But in Layaha, you know you are, but all thoughts will not be there. But even in Layaha, you will not be able to know I am, you will know, but where I am, you will not know. What I am, you will not know. Sad thing, isn't it? We wish we know that. That's what he says here. So, Layaha is like what? Layaha is like what? It's like having a big tree with lots of branches, with a big trunk, and this person, I don't want to chop the tree, but I want just example I'm saying, if you think I don't want to do that. Suppose somebody goes and chops the tree, the whole tree, he fells the tree. No? Whole tree has been felled. What is there now? Just he leaves, yes, you see the land, you see the soil. You don't see the roots. You don't see the roots because this tree has been totally chopped completely, but only one thing is left underneath, roots. One part of the tree is left behind. Know that? Roots. Everything is completely chopped. And because the soil covers the roots, it looks as though the tree has been felled totally. Isn't it? One thing. Layaha is like that. Layaha is like what? Layaha means resolving all the thoughts, having the mind resolved as a result of practicing pranayama or meditation is like chopping the entire tree, leaving underneath the roots. Understand? All thoughts gone. This is called Layaha. Then Vinashaha means what? Vinashaha means destruction, isn't it? So you can say, oh, a tree has been destroyed. When you see that, you will say what? You don't see the root underneath. Like you see the soil on the top. So you saw the tree has been felled. The tree has gone, you will say. Has the tree gone? Tree seems to have gone, but not yet gone. Understand how? Then, suppose there's other tree, another person, no? He also fells the tree. But what he does, he fells the tree, he digs, takes away the roots also, and he fills the, then there also equally you see the soil, both places. Two trees have been felled totally, completely, but both, when you see from the top, you see the tree, you see, understand the trees, two trees have been, no, you understand, the trees have been felled, but still, both look alike, but a big difference. What's the difference? One tree has been uprooted, totally it's been destroyed for good. Why? The root is not there, therefore there's no way of sprouting again. The shoots cannot come again up. Other tree, which seems to have been felled totally, still there are roots. Once it starts raining, it gets some water, it'll wait for some sun and water, and after some time, it will start sprouting. It can grow into, again, same huge tree. All the potential it has to come back. Understand? So, uprooting the tree, felling the tree, removing the root for good is what? Is called Vinashanam. And Layaha means actually is like uproot, felling the tree, leaving behind the roots. So what will result in? So vinashaha means we are not talking about the killing of the mind or the death of the mind. No? So the when the thoughts are obstructed from rising, thoughts are prevented from rising, then you can, it can result in what? Layaha or vinashanam. So two ways of obstructing the rising of thoughts. One way of obstructing the thoughts is, you know, is what? Prana ayamaha or dhyanam or, you know, prana vikasanam. Understand? Can it result in what? One way of obstructing the thoughts. That will result in what? Layaha. There's another way of obstructing the thought. Obstructing the thoughts from rising. That means once that is what? It's called vicharaha. Atma swarupa anusandhanam. Swarupa, swarupa anusandhanam or atma swarupa anusandhanam or swarupa anusandhanam is what? Contemplation. Enquiry into the nature of this self. Enquiry into the nature of the self is nididhyasanam. Swarupaha. So nididhyasanam also needs what? Focused attention. Okay, I don't need to focus or what? My God, it's impossible to have nididhyasanam if you are not focused. Understand? So meditation, that's why you should know the importance of resolving the mind. We want to resolve the mind, not to fall asleep, not to remain asleep forever. Understand? You only to, it is easy for contemplation. Then come out of it, then you should also know what? That is why sometimes people use the technique and learn that, but they forget the very purpose of resolving the mind. Because they are very happy with that, resolving the mind, you know, very happy with that. Mind is resolved, and the mistake also. Oh, mind is resolved, nirvikalpa samadhi, so that is what is jnanam mokshaha. No. I think I made it very clear. Isn't it? So here, what happens, in atma swarupa vicharaha also, is what? Swarupa anusandhanam. Constantly placing the attention of the mind on one's own swarupam, nature of reality, or enquiring into the nature of reality is called vicharaha. Vicharaha. Vichara means what? Enquiring into the nature of the reality, the self. How do you know which you have? The swarupam you understand. How? By shravanam. Your swarupam you know very clearly. How? By mananam. Now you have to understand your swarupam. In we are going to study. No? Tattva Bodha has given some understanding of swarupam. Bhagavad Gita has given some understanding of swarupam. And also, no? Slowly we will understand. No? The more and more texts we study, the more swarupam will become clearer and clearer and clearer and clearer. There is shravanam has to be done for some time. Then, after the shravanam itself will become mananam, wherein you resolve lots of doubts, and swarupam will become, the swarupa jnanam will be much, you know, clearer. Then you have very clear understanding of the swarupam, then you can, what? Vichara, no? Then you focus attention on the nature of the reality. Then also what happens, when attention of the mind is focused on the its own swarupam, in meditative contemplation, I have told you already, the meditator is meditating on the very meditator. It's like wave focusing its attention on H2O, like that. And there also, the more you focus, attention is held by what? Own swarupam. isn't it? Attention of the mind is held by its own swarupam, the reality, the truth. Therefore, if anything which holds your attention, I told you, takes the attention of the mind from everything else. Therefore, slowly, slowly, the rising of thoughts will be obstructed from rising. The thoughts will be prevented from rising. So there also, in Vidhyasanam also, in contemplation also, in Swarupa, which Atma Swarupa Vicharaha, Vichara also, all the thoughts will resolve. Thoughts will resolve. But you don't resolve physically. Suppose in sleep, the thoughts resolve, all thoughts definitely resolve. Understand now? Thoughts really do not rise at all. And here, in what happened? In Layaha also, the thoughts really resolve. And here, even the thoughts do not resolve, the thoughts do not rise also. Even the thoughts are there, you will understand the truth of every thought being one and the same. It's very important. Even if the thoughts are literally not resolved, you understand all these thoughts which rise and resolve in the pure consciousness, the awareness. Okay, the awareness alone is unchanging reality. The changing thoughts rise and resolve, which are mithya. You understand the thoughts being mithya. How do you understand thoughts being mithya? If the knowledge of the truth of the thoughts is not there, you cannot understand thoughts being mithya. Because you know the wood is satyam, you can say table is mithya. If you do not know the consciousness is satyam, then you will not understand thoughts being mithya. See, it has become very clear. You can understand thoughts, all the thoughts which rise, which remain, and which resolve in awareness are all mithya. Why? They do not have independent existence. Where do they rise? From where do they remain? Where do they resolve? Not outside of awareness. The truth of all different thoughts is one and the same. And that truth is what? Unchanging substratum of all the thoughts is what? Pure awareness. If you know that, if you know that awareness, the pure consciousness being satyam, how do you arrive at it? This swarupa vicharaha. Swarupa vicharaha, inquiry into the nature of the self, which you do with the help of the study of Upanishads. The Shastram, you don't do it by yourself. Swarupa vichara always implies understanding subject matter of the Shastram. You understand, which implies a study of Shravana Mananam, isn't it? So this also, the Swarupa Anusandhanam, Atma Swarupa vicharaha helps you to ascertain the consciousness being the truth of all the thoughts. Then you understand what? Once you know that consciousness being the satyam, you understand thoughts being mithya, you understand the mithyatvam of the mind, you understand the mind being mithya, all thoughts being mithya. So, understanding the thoughts being mithya, the mind being mithya, is as good as having the thoughts resolved. It is what is resolved. You don't really undo the thoughts or kill the thoughts, but you have resolved the thoughts in satyam as mithya. There, jnanam is there. Then any number of thoughts rise. When any thought rises, you know any thought rises, you can recognize the thought as thought with objectivity. Amazing, isn't it? That is what is important. You can be objective towards any thought which rises. There will be objectivity. I can't say anything, okay? There will be objectivity. then you can never miss satyam in any of the thoughts. You never miss awareness in any of the thoughts. That means such a mind, what happens? Naturally, the thoughts will not rise. Thoughts will rise, but not with subjectivity. The thoughts cannot be internalized. You know? Therefore, thoughts will be there, that's all. And such a mind is what? Enlightened mind, the discriminate mind. The mind, no? The discriminate mind means the discriminate mind, the mind wherein there is a knowledge of what is the satyam of all the mithya thoughts. Isn't it? That is what is the satyam of mithya thoughts. What satyam of mithya? That knowledge is there. That mind is discriminate mind. That mind is enlightened mind. Jnanam, no? Jnanavat manaha. That mind. And such a mind, naturally, that such a mind revels in fullness. And therefore, naturally, inadequacy is not there. All wrong notions have gone. Do you need to undo that? Once ignorance has gone, what happened? You resolved one ignorance. Ignorance of the true thought has gone. Isn't it resolved? Then ignorance born, adhyasaha has gone. Erroneous perception has gone. What is erroneous perception? The mithya being mistaken for satyam, that has gone. And then all the notions you have about yourself, ahankara, has gone. Therefore, sense of the problem of smallness being centered on I, my God. That has gone. That means ahankara has gone. Therefore, ahankara born. Smallness is resolved, means the sense of inadequacy is resolved. I am in the notion, all the notions go, resolve. Then the notion caused problems, no? Desires, the needs are not there. The pressure is not there. Naturally, then pressure being not there, the desires do not rise. See, any desire arises. Even then, for a jnani also, desires will be rising. But jnani is not dependent on the fulfillment of desire for his happiness. Therefore, with objectivity, jnani will be what? Doing something, that desire is definitely for loka sangrahartam. Now, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Janaka Rayaha. Janaka was a great rishi, jnani, but he was a king. He was a great administrator. No, king means what? With great responsibility. Being a king means playing the role of a king, not an easy joke. Greatest responsibility for, no, all the armies and then citizens and government, look at this. And to be a great, no? That's what we want, no? We want such people, great kings, who were jnanis. So all their activities are what? They're very active. But how are they doing? All for well-being of society. They were not dependent on the fulfillment of their desires. They did not do any action for their happiness. They were doing, now, just as a big vibhuti, just the presence is vibhuti, isn't it? Therefore, we say here, such mahatmas were there, and still mahatmas are there. So, what I'm saying here, that jnani, enlightened mind, also, now thoughts are what now? Even the thoughts come and go, the objectivity is there, the swarupa anusandhanam. He does not need to put the thoughts to sleep. The thoughts are there naturally. Thoughts rise, thoughts are mithya. Thoughts are resolved, thoughts are mithya. Why? He knows satyam of the thoughts. How does satyam of the thoughts? By swarupa vichara, has got the ascertained vision of the satyam of the true thoughts, therefore he knows the thoughts being mithya. So this seeing the truth, the substratum, underlying reality of the thoughts, the source of origin of thoughts, existence of thoughts, the resolution of the thoughts, knowing the truth, the one who understands, understanding the thoughts being mithya also is having the thoughts resolved in satyam. Such resolution of thoughts with a certain vision of the reality gained through vichara swarupa, vichara, atswarupa vicharaha is what? Nashanam. Why do you say nashanam? Mind is like uprooting the tree for good by removing the very root. Why do we say this? Desires naturally do not arise. Desires naturally do not arise. And this person, on the paradha, gets exhausted, and this mind, after the exhaustion of prarabdham, when the sukshma leaves the body, the mind resolves for good. Sukshma resolves for good. Because there's no desire. Desire must be there to arise. Desire is not there to arise. Aasai irundhaana elumbaradhukku. Understand what I'm saying? Desire must be there to arise and to be fulfilled. An action is possible. There's no desire, does not rise. What happened? It got obstructed. Desire got obstructed, prevented from rising. Why? The root is not there. What a root of the desire? Ignorance has been removed. Isn't it? Amazing. Therefore, the mind is not there. Desire is not there. Why? The needs are not there. Inadequacy is not there. Smallness is not there. Ajnanam has been resolved. Therefore, again, the mind is not there. That is what is death, no? That is the death of the mind. That is real death. Otherwise, there is no punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. Understand? That is the real death, nashaha. Understand now? Sramana says, the two ways of obstructing thoughts from rising. So, layaha, wherein you resolve all the thoughts by practicing some techniques such as pranayama will result in what? Punaha bhavati. We'll see the next line now. What he says? Layagatam. Say it now.
Layagatam.
Punaha bhavati. Punaha bhavati. Layamadainda manam meendum ezhugirathu. Every day you fall asleep, you wake up next day. Similarly, whenever you practice any technique of meditation or pranayama or pranavikasanam, you can resolve the mind. Okay, the resolved mind, resolved thoughts, can remain resolved for a length of time. And because it happens, it is not sorupam, isn't it? It happens. Therefore, what? After when there's some disturbance, it will again, you will come back from nirvikalpa samadhi. You will come back with the same, as the same person with the problem of smallness being centered on I. From savikalpa samadhi also, you will continue to be the same person of smallness being centered on I. You may not be as rude and as arrogant and as, maybe it's a thin layer, other ordinary people who do not practice any meditation at all. Because the practice makes you look like this, eyes like this. Sometimes people seeing all the features, people think, oh my God. Because we don't know anything now. Sometimes the people who meditate, who remain in such things, the eyes will be different. God knows. And people who look like that, some people will get frightened of seeing them. Some people, oh, what an amount of, so what? Let them achieve. What do I, what are you going to achieve? Shastram says, come on. No, uttishtata, jagrata, prapya, no, and stop, no. And we always say, don't stop. No, arise, awake, awake, arise, stop not till the goal is reached. You see, you become Mahatma, understand? So that's why these are all natural. Like suppose if you eat, if you have any sugar, diabetes, it looks different. You have some other problem, you look different. Always our own physical problems make us look different. So emotion also what? Make us look different. You practice and practice and practice, constantly work, people become not a some like this. This is some meditators, yogis, you come and see Rishika, I'll show you sometime, next time. You didn't have this time, I didn't have time. There's so many people wandering here and there. But because they're all not bad people, not bad people, working very hard, understand, working very hard to do something. There's so many, because when we see those things, I'm not blaming them or not saying anything right or wrong about them. So we should not get misguided, mistaken. No, we should not get misguided that, oh, we know as if we judge, okay, he's a jnani, he's not a jnani, he's a realist soul. As if we know who is realist soul. How can realist soul? Again, another expression, okay, realized. Anyway, so I want to say those things. So here, why? Because, layagatam, Ramana says very clearly, layagatam punaha bhavati. Okay, layagatam punaha bhavati. Bhavati na natam. Punaha udbhavati means again it rises. Like what? Like the sprouts, the tree which has been felled, leaving the roots underneath, starts sprouting. Similarly, layamadinda yennangal, odingi yennangal, meendum ezhugindrana. They are not resolved for good. Why? Because the problem of smallness being centered on I is still sitting there. Why? Because ignorance is still there. This is, it's not possible. Understand? So he says, mritam na punaha bhavati na u. We have to say that. U is simple just to adjust the sometimes to imply the definiteness. Na punaha bhavati. What punaha na bhavati? Mritam. Mritam means what? Dead. The dead mind does not rise. The resolved mind rise again. What is my dead mind? My God, how does the mind die? Again death. Understand? Resolving the ajnanam results simultaneously, results in resolving adhyasa. Resolving adhyasa simultaneously results in resolving adhyaropaha. Resolving adhyaropaha simultaneously results in resolving ahankara. Resolving ahankara simultaneously results in what? All the wrong notions. No, the smallness, the problem of smallness being centered on I. Thereby, the needs will be resolved, isn't it? The naturally desires will be resolved. The desire is not there at all for it to arise. Why? Because there is fullness. Therefore, what happened now? This is what is, therefore, once it is, I mean, one desire must be there. One desire is not there, then there won't be, once there is fullness, along with the desire cause other problems also not be there. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsariya, all thoughts also will be resolved. The six are gone means all of them have kundodu kailasam, okay? All of them have gone. No, they don't go alone, no, always go together. No, I go today, tomorrow you come, no. Together. Simultaneously, no? Nice expression, isn't it? Kundodu Kailasam. I always like that. Kundodu Kailasam. I used to think, well, what is that Kundodu Kailasam? I thought, okay, all the family members will go together. I mean, as a young child, I used to think, okay, if we worship together, then we can go together to, okay, if we are together as a family, we'll also go together somewhere, we'll be traveling. Then I realized, my God, I understood. Such a beautiful expression, isn't it? Kundodu Kailasam. All thoughts will be resolved. This what is? Death of mind. In fact, Ramana likes this expression. Ni sattupo. Ni sattupo. That is real sava. He says, this body falling, you know, this body, that fall of this body is not real death. You know, because you, the Sukshma is still alive. Fall of this body is not real death. Who said? Nee sattu pohanumbar. Body only dies, he says. Nee sattu po is his expression, no? Very colloquial. Nee sattu po. We'll be scared, no? My God. Nee sattu po pohana avasaramar pesar. I heard some people telling. Nee sattu po me, hence, there's ni you die means what? Actually, the body alone dies. You are still alive. You are alive means what? My God, ahankara. No, ahankara is there. Aham, that notion is there. Aham so-and-so, that notion is sitting there all the time. This will not go at all. Until and unless ajnanam is removed, ahankara will not go. Aham is sitting all the time. So as long as ahankara is there, ahankara means what? Wrong notions you have about yourself are there, mind will be there. Very fresh and live, okay? Like, that is what I am saying. Wait for nice body. Fresh body comes, like rains come, sprout again. Understand? So, layaha punaha bhavati. But, mritam na punaha bhavati. What is mritam here? When is real death, you know? Body falls, it's not death. When sukshma resolves, it is real death. You know why? Again, no rebirth. Punaravrittihi. No? Punaragamanam katkutaha. Punaragamanam is not there. Again, coming back is not. That's what is. You can't be born again, assume another body and be born again. Why? Sukshma is not there. Why sukshma is not there? Resolved. Why? Because mind is resolved. Mind resolves, pranas, all the 15 resolve. They don't exist independent, okay? They resolve with the mind. So, for the mind to resolve means what? All thoughts have to be stopped from rising. How did, that's what is rodhana, ubhaya rodhana. Understand now? Swarupa vicharaha, inquiry into the nature of the self, okay, which you can do with the help of the study of the shastram, also will hold your attention, and not simply holding attention, it helps you see the satyam, thereby resolve the thoughts. Resolving the thoughts, not physically, literally resolving the thoughts, understanding the mithyatvam of the thoughts, understanding the thoughts enjoying the status of being mithya, thoughts being mithya, is called maranam. Manasaha maranam, death of the mind. Abba, tirippi varave matar ponavar. Understand? That is called is what? Nashanam. Okay, he says, Ubhaya, Ramana's words, not too small words, I have to say this like this. So, Ubhaya Rodhane, two ways of obstructing the thoughts from rising. One way results in Layaha, another way results in Nashanam. Layaha, Layam, Layagatam Punaha Bhavati. The mind which is, you know, attained resolution, which is absorbed by practicing any technique, comes again. Because thoughts will arise. Once any, like sleep from, how you can come back from sleep, wake up from sleep, again you come back. Because in Layaha, the Ajnanam is very well kept. Okay, Ajnanam still continues to be there. Therefore, it doesn't resolve. Whereas in Nididhyasa, in Swarupa Vicharaha, also thoughts resolve, but not like sleep. But in understanding, you resolve, the thoughts remain resolved, thoughts become resolved as mithya in the vision of their own truth. Is it clear now? Now, in the following month, okay. So, murutaha, you had layagatam, said no? Layagatam punaha bhavati. Na u mritam. You have to say layagatam manaha. Say it now.
Layagatam manaha.
Punaha bhavati.
Punaha bhavati.
Mritam manaha.
Mritam manaha.
Punaha.
Punaha.
Na bhavati. Na bhavati. Na bhavati. Look at this. At least some. My God, some Sanskrit helps you now. Bhavati becomes. Punaha bhavati. Punaha na bhavati. Meendum varuhirade. Meendum na bhavati. I added the word manahama just to make it clear. Layagatam manaha, mritam manaha. Dead mind and resolved mind. In dead mind also thoughts are resolved for good. In resolved mind thoughts are resolved as though for temporarily. As though. Time being. Isn't it? One is temporary relief, one is permanent relief. Is it now? So it's how clear he is. That is why it is very important. But for Swarupa Vicharaha, mind needs to be serene. Mind needs to be calm. The agitated mind is not conducive for contemplation. Therefore, Swarupa Vichara also needs what? Calm mind, isn't it? Not conducive for Swarupa Vicharaha. Therefore, it is impossible to have the ascertained vision of the reality to resolve the thoughts. That is why mind needs to be relatively calm, no, and then serene. That is why we are asked to practice all these things. What? Prana vikasanam or prana ayamaha or meditation. No, anything has to be practiced to quieten the mind, you know, steady the mind in order to prepare it for Swarupa Vicharaha, which alone will result in what? Result in resolving the thoughts for good, which is mokshaha, jivan muktihi. But what we do, why he has to say this, we do not know what is that which really removes ignorance. Only in removal, you know, only in removing the ignorance, having the ignorance removed, there is real moksha, the real freedom. The real solution for problem, our problem will be removed, resolved only in removing the ignorance. Having that ignorance, whatever you do is of no use, isn't it? But at the same time, we don't say it is practice of other things are useless. There's use, the useful, we should know the limitation of it. We should know the purpose of practicing any technique. Purpose of practicing any technique is to have the mind resolved, absorbed and quiet and steady. But if we don't know what is the purpose, then we get stuck with this. That is what is very, very important. That is why this anything must be practiced along with the study of Shastram, along with the pursuit of knowledge. Only then, in the given context, it serves a purpose. You appreciate anything, the value of anything. Isn't it? It's very important. That is what now we can say. Resolving the mind for good by understanding the mind being mithya, by recognizing the very truth of the mind as the self, is real death. According to Ramana Maharshi, there's no death actually. Death means, no, death means nothing is not in terms of destroying it. Nothing is destroyed here. We are not talking about the destruction. எண்ணமே எழாமையே எண்ணங்கள் ஒடுங்குதல் இல்லையா? லயமான மனதிலிருந்து எண்ணங்கள் மீண்டும் எழும்பும், ஆனால் ஞானம் இருந்த மனதிலிருந்து எண்ணங்கள் மீண்டும் எழும்பாது, ஆசை எழும்பாது. தட்ஸ் ஆல். தட்ஸ் வாட் இஸ் மீன்ஸ். ஓகே, வில் டு தி நெக்ஸ்ட் ஒன். பிராணபந்தனாலீனமானசம் பிராணபந்தனாலீலமானசம் பிராணபந்தனாலீனமானசம் பிராணபந்தனாலீனமானசம் ஏகசிந்தநாசமேத்யதஹ ஏகசிந்தநாசமேத்யதஹ. ஜெஸ், ஓகே, நவ் யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தீஸ் திங்ஸ் வெரி கிளியர்லி. So, prana bandhanate leena manasam. So, by practicing pranayama, now you know what? Mind, thoughts become resolved. The thought becomes, mind becomes quiet. Mind becomes steady. conducive for contemplation. But still what is there? Ajnanam is still there. That mind, resolved mind, again can be disturbed, again can come back. But such a mind, if suppose whenever the thoughts, because in layaha, I told the difference between layaha, sleep and deep sleep and layaha. Deep sleep also is said to be layaha. So I want to differentiate. In deep sleep state, you are not aware of yourself. There is no self-awareness. Self-consciousness is not there. Whereas in layaha, you are aware of yourself. You know you are, but other thoughts are not there. Isn't it? Whereas in sorupa vicharaha, the other thoughts are not there. You know you are, not only you know you are, you are seeing what you are also. Isn't it? You are seeing what it means what? You may dwell upon your own sorupam. Therefore, prana bandhanat leena manasam, thereafter, ek chintanam means thinking. What is the verb there? Chintayati. I don't know whether I taught you last Sunday. I didn't teach you anything. Chintayati means what? Thinks. Gacchati, patati, chintayati, thinks. Chintanam, thinking. Chintanat, by thinking. Okay? By thinking, constantly dwelling. Thinking means constantly dwelling. Dwelling means what? Focusing the attention on what? Eka chintanat. By constantly dwelling upon the only non-dual, secondless reality. Eka chintanam means constant, meditating upon, thinking of the only reality. Ure paramparulai. Idayaradu ennuvadal. Eka chintanath. By constantly dwelling upon the nature of the only reality. Eka means only. Only secondless, non-dual reality. I had to say all these things to make it very clear. Secondless, non-dual reality. Then what happens? Nasham yeti, mind becomes destroyed for good. Mind becomes destroyed for good means what? Thoughts are obstructed for good from rising. Like the tree is obstructed from sprouting again for good. How? By removing the roots. Similarly, mind is nasham eti in sanna, nasham adehiradu. Yedu nasham adehiradu? Mind. Manaha nasham eti. Manaha nasham eti in sanna, somehow these words are very, Shankara, I'm very careful. Nasham adha he doesn't say. Manaha nasham eti in sanna, manaha nasham eti. Eti means gachati. Manaha nasham adehiradu. Ajivadehiradu. Manam ajindu pohiradu. That means what? Again, thoughts do not arise. Manaha nasham eti means mind, understand now, perishes for good. Mind gets destroyed for good. That means mind is killed, no? Destroyed means thoughts again do not arise at all. Adaha manaha nasham eti. Understand now? How do you say manaha? Because we had to use it, no? Like tad, we have one more word, adaha. No? Purnamada, purnamidam, we have another, no? That adaha, same adaha comes here. Adaha, which mind? The mind which has been discussed earlier. We were discussing about the mind earlier, no? The previous verse also we were discussing. Therefore, adaha. So, that mind, that means tad mana. We have said tad manaha. You can say no. Tad Manaha, which is under discussion, which has been discussed in the previous verse, that Manaha Nasham Eti Arivai Adehiradu. Nasham Eti, it is destroyed for good. When constantly dwelling upon the nature of the only, nature of the only secondless non-dual reality. Eka chintanat, then a sorupa vicharaha. Isn't it? Sorupa vicharena. Eka chintanat means what? Sorupa vicharena. Sorupa vichara dwara, sorupa vicharat. சொரூபத்தை பரம்பொருளின் சொரூபத்தை ஆத்ம சொரூபத்தை இடையராது தியானிப்பதால் என்ன சொன்ன மனஹா லயம் மனஹா நாசம் ஏதி. பட் ஃபார் தட் வாட் டு யூ நீட் லயம் மனஹ லீன மானசம் ஃபார் தட் யூ மைண்ட் மஸ்ட் பி குவாய்ட் அண்ட் காம் ஃபார் தட் யூ வாட் டு யூ டூ யூ பிராக்டிஸ் எனி டெக்னிக் லைக் பிராணாயாமா. சோ ஹி சேஸ் பிராண பந்தனாத் ஹி சேஸ் டோன்ட் கெட் ஸ்டக் வித் மன லயஹா. Mind resolves, you practice all these things, but don't stop there. After that only you have to start. What is that? Prana bandhanat leena manasam. By practicing pranayama or any other technique, naturally, consequently, there'll be resolved mind, quiet, steady mind. Then in that quiet, steady mind, you know, constantly practicing, dwelling upon the nature of the only reality, the non-dual reality, the secondless reality, mind, you know, one can undersee the satyatvam of the Atma, you know, the truth, the Atma being the satyam, and mityatvam of the mind being mitya, thereby mind will be resolved for good. Understand now? As mitya. Then there'll be in recognizing the satyatvam of the atma, mithyatvam of the mind, recognizing the atma being satyam and the mind being mithya, what happens is the problem is resolved. Thereby problem caused, disease, all thoughts will be resolved. That is why manaha nasham yeti. Adaha manaha nasham yeti. That mind, what? Dies for good. That is what is real death. Not bad. It's very beautiful. He develops, no? How he develops. I think almost all important questions are answered here. Many, especially about meditation and pranayama, all the confusions. Actually, we are not going, he doesn't go into details of the yoga. But he just gives enough information for us. That is why Mahatmas, like suppose we say Tyagaraja was for him Upasanam. No, his Upasanam, actually his Upasanam was Nada Upasanam. No? Like how any Upasanam also helps. That Upasanam, because of his bhakti, the jnana jigyasu bhakti, he got vision of Rama. Not simply Kodandapani Rama. First, even though he says, oh, Rama comes and all that, but actually he has to say, last he says, no, that Rama is here. That is the thing. Any Upasanam should lead. Upasanam helps to resolve the thoughts. Only Rama, nothing else is there. Then that resolves what now? The meaning of the word Rama, the word Swarupa Vichara. When you see the meaning of the word Rama, what does the word Rama mean actually? Swasmin Ramate Eti Ramaha. Then, what is which revels in itself? Consciousness. Then Swarupa Vichara. That's not simply Rama. Rama is not mere, just the word, okay? It's Swarupam. Rama is a word which implies a Swarupam of the reality also. Okay, that we'll see next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate.